A year ago, in a modular building behind a Caldwell Elementary School, kids are getting ready for the end of the day and the end of the year.
What's up, buddy?
This class of four-year-olds may not know it, but they're the first participants in a first-of-its-kind program in Idaho known as P16.
The P stands for preschool, and 16 would be the completion of 16th grade, so 4 years through college.
That's Al Obayawana. He directs Caldwell's P16 program, but he doesn't work for the district. He works for the Treasure Valley YMCA. P16 is a collaboration between the Y, the district, and the United Way. District Special Ed Director Stephanie Carpenter says the program was spawned when the school system compared itself to other Idaho districts.
Caldwell had one of the lowest rates of graduation and continuing on into any post-secondary education. And so from there, talks started with the YMCA and other organizations of how we could work together to remedy this.
The program that took shape includes preschool, after-school programs, and mentorships with people from higher education and business. Carpenter says of all the parts of P16, they saw pre-K as the greatest need.
We have a significant number of kids that come into kindergarten that have had no exposure to anything that's pre-academic, to the alphabet, to the basic things that you need in order to be successful in kindergarten now.
She says kindergarten is more demanding than it used to be. Kids are expected to learn to read.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
P16 preschooler Aisha shows off her pre-academic skills. Her mom, Irene Reyes, is here to pick her up.
I have two older girls, and they didn't go to preschool, and they were a little, you know, behind when they entered kindergarten, so I just wanted to try something different.
Has it worked?
It has. She's totally ready for kindergarten now.
P16 has now finished its second year, and it has ambitious goals. For instance, administrators want to offer preschool in 10 locations instead of just the current two. But first, it has to secure reliable long-term funding from nonprofits and businesses. Not an easy task, but likely easier than getting money from Idaho's legislature.
I've been trying for 30 years and have gone numerous times to the legislature.
That's Jim Everett, president of the Treasure Valley YMCA, one of the partners in P16.
It's been frustrating at times, but you can get frustrated and you got to get over it pretty quickly.
Everett's work with the Y made him an advocate for early childhood education.
We've got kids that are 3 years old that have never had anybody sit down and read to them. They've never owned a book. They've never held a crayon in their hand.
Everett has also advocated for pre-K as a member of Idaho Business for Education. That's a group of business leaders who want to improve the state's school system. Though not all 80-plus members are on the same page concerning pre-K, the group as a whole believes in it and has lobbied lawmakers to create a state program. For nearly a decade, that was a hot topic at the State House. Between 2001 and 2010, 13 pro-pre-K bills got introduced. None were able to pass both chambers. Stephen Thane was one of those who helped block pre-K in the House.
I'm really opposed to the current pre-kindergarten philosophy of having the state step in and remove that parental responsibility.
Thane doesn't like government coming between parents and children.
Early on, the most important factor in a student's education life is the support they get from their parents. We should be training parents, not training 3- and 4-year-olds.
Pre-K legislation in Idaho stopped with the downturn in the economy. If bills come forward again anytime soon, they might have an even tougher time. Most of those who championed pre-K in the past are no longer in the legislature. Jim Everett says Idaho Business for Education has given up on lawmakers for now.
We're stepping back and saying, let's not worry about specific legislation. Can we create a vision of what we want for our kids? If we can get that shared vision, then we can start talking about what the tactics are and what the legislation might have to be to get there.
For the past year and a half, Everett's business group has been asking prominent Idahoans to sign what's called Idaho's Pledge for Children. It's a list of big-picture ideas about what's best for kids. It covers things like learning, emotional development, and health. Now, Everett says his group isn't sure what to do with the signatures. For the foreseeable future, public preschool in Idaho will be left largely to local school districts. And with a lack of state funding, experimental programs like Caldwell's P16 may become the norm. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.
Now I know my ABC. Next time, won't you say with me?